All right, we're going to break in there. That was Shelley West with Jose Cuervo. We're about, I don't know, halfway underway into the second quarter. Paul Barker, do you copy?
There, Austin. About
yes.
4 minutes left here in the first half.
All right, sounds good. Well, Paul, take it away, my friend. It's all yours.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We have Paul Barker here in Bristol Bay. We have King Cove versus Bristol Bay's JV team. Right now, with a score of 39-6 in favor of King Cove. Shot goes up by number 50, and it's good. That is Daniel Seitz for Bristol Bay JV, putting them at 8-39. King Cove, Braden Severin, leading the ball down the court here, passes to JC in the wing. JC McNeff, that's the senior, Christopher Babcock, number 22. Swings it over to Chris, tipped out by Logan Phelps, number 4 for Bristol Bay. We'll stay here for King Cove. Pretty well-balanced attack here from King Cove to start off as the inbound comes in for Bristol Bay. Oh, sorry there, that's for King Cove here. Anthony Reed taking the ball out, number 54. Inbound here, looking it in to Gary Mack here. Taking the ball to the point, dribbling up, setting up the offense here. Bristol Bay JV in a man-to-man offense. JC directing traffic with the top there. Tipped out by number 12 there for Bristol Bay, but over to the wing for Dylan Larson. He takes baseline and in. Great move there by Dylan Larson. Puts it in for two. Logan Phelps bringing the ball down here up to the midcourt. Stops, puts it out to the left wing, over to number 35. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound Anthony Reeves. Dribbles it out to the outlet and looks to set the ball up with Gary Gould. Number 30. Ball comes up out to the corner for Christopher Babcock. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound by Anthony Reed. Nice jump stop there as he puts the ball out to J.C. McNeff. Reset the offense. Gary Gould penetrates the middle, kicks out to Christopher Babcock. Shot goes up, no good. Hustle for the rebound, goes to Dylan Larson. Back up, reset the offense for Gary. Setting up the offense here. Coach Newman's motion offense, trying to set it up here, get his kids some minutes. Dribble into the paint for Dylan Larson, but he's blocked there by Daniel Seitz. Great block as Dylan Larson went into the middle of the paint, but it was denied. Shot goes up, Logan Phelps, no good into the paint for the other side for Bristol Bay. Shot went up, but rebound by Anthony Reed, who has been just dominating the boards here early, hitting some big-time minutes for him in this JV matchup against King Cove. Gary Gould setting up the offense, directing traffic, pointing his guys out to where they want to be. I know Coach Newman was really trying to get Gary a higher role in this game because he's going to be leading things for King Cove next year. Shot goes in for Anthony Reed from a nice feed from Dylan Larson from right there on the block as Anthony was cutting down to the middle. Great little setup play there by Coach Newman and the T-Jack. T-Jack's in a 2-3 defense here, getting their hands out. Anthony Reed defending number 35 there for Bristol Bay. That is Edwin Anderson as the shot goes up. Hustle for the rebound, tip by Dylan Larson, hustling to the sideline, and he saves it. Great tip out to Anthony Reeves as Gary brings the ball down to set up the offense for King Cove. Directing traffic here in Bristol Bay JV in a man-to-man offense. Shot goes up. It's a quick shot, air ball, no good from Dylan Larson from the baseline, three-pointer. Fast break here for Bristol Bay. Kind of held up there. Good recovery from the T-Jacks. Number 35 takes it in to the lane, but misses. Rebounded by Daniel Seitz. Shot goes up in the paint. Good for him. Number two. Daniel Seitz, big guy out there, but has a pretty decent shot from all around the floor. Cannot leave him open. He's a big-time player, and he's really working to get these minutes in. Gary Gould brings the ball down, sets the offense up, going over to the baseline, takes baseline lane, tries to take it in, gets fouled by Daniel Seitz, and the ball goes up, and we're going to have two shots here. Chatting with Coach with Randall here before the game started. He's really hoping to get his bench players some quality minutes here. Looking for Christopher Babcock and Anthony Reed to have big minutes here in this game, as well as taking the opportunity for Gary Gould to get used to running that offense because that is going to be the T-Jack's primary ball handler for next year. So really trying to get these young guys going, get them some solid minutes. Ian Samuelson, senior and captain, not even playing. No start for him. I don't even think that he's going to see many minutes on the floor today. First shot was no good by Dylan Larson. Up and misses the second one as well. Tipped out. J.C. McNeff hustle for the ball, but then loses it on the sideline. It will be Bristol Bay's ball. Logan Phelps looking for an inbound here. Gets it to number 10. That's River. Takes it over to the baseline. Looking for baseline drives. Pulls up, holds his dribble up, passes it into the paint. And stolen by Anthony Reeve and Dylan Larson, bringing the ball up, hands it off to Gary Gould to set this offense up. King Cove looking a little slower than normal. I think they're just trying to get their bearings straight here without their normal leaders on the floor. As said, Ian Samuelson not getting any minutes. Passing to Dylan Larson in the paint. Gives a good post move down there. Puts the shot up, but no good. Rebounded by Bristol Bay and bringing it down fast. Logan Phelps, long shot, no good. And rebound by Anthony Reeve. And there is your halftime with King Cove leading 44-10. Well-fought game by both sides here for that first half. Sorry for the delay there. As far as the point total goes, I don't have the first quarter stats, but pretty well spread out offense for King Cove with Graydon Severin, who had some very high quality minutes in the beginning of the game. Knocking in four, probably has more, but I didn't start keeping that score until a little bit later. Just 2 points for number 25 there for King Cove, and Anthony Reeve really dominating on the boards and has 4 points there on the offense. At the end of the first quarter, it was 31-6, and so King Cove kind of floated down there offensively in the second quarter and only put up those 8 points there in the second. Bristol Bay right now at 10, and we have a short 10-minute break here, but we will bring it back for the second half. We'll get you that whole action. We'll see what kind of action we put out for King Cove and Bristol Bay in about 10 minutes here.
Awesome, Paul. Do you want to stay on hold or give me a call back? There's the answer. He's going to give us a call back. That's Paul Barker showing you how it's done when it comes to broadcasting for basketball games, giving us the play-by-play down there. JV squad going at it. King Cove boys versus the Bristol Bay JV, giving the guys a good opportunity to get some of the rising players or the guys who don't play quite as much as some of the others a chance to play. So that's always much deserved, especially after the long road trip that these boys have been on. Well, let's go ahead and play a little bit of a tune. I'm going to play You're in My World Now, so it's going to be music that I like. We're going to go start out with Chris Christopherson. Here's Chase the Feeling, and then we'll see if we don't have a couple more surprises for you. It's T-Jack basketball right now. We're looking to get the 3:30 game, which will be the ladies of Sandpoint versus the ladies of King Cove. So we're working really hard to nail down that one. And then I do hear that we have the game tonight at 8 o'clock. It's going to be King Cove versus, I believe, Bristol Bay, their varsity squad. And then we had one other game that happened earlier today where Sandpoint beat Togiak. All right, we have Paul Barker back on the horn here. Paul, you ready to take it?
Yes, sir. Austin, ready to hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Take it over, my friend.
Okay, we are back here. Second half action. Bristol Bay bringing the ball up here for the second half. So 10 seconds in here. That's 46-10 in favor of King Cove. Kicked it over to River, number 5 there for Bristol Bay as he dribbles it over in the wing, back up to the point, number 35. Looking for an entry there, nothing in the paint as it goes into from the baseline, number 25 there. Shot goes up, rebound from Gary Gould, long chuck down the full length of the court. Looking for Jason Duarte, their big man, but no good. A little too long of a pass there from Gary Gould. Must have been in the gym a little bit too long there this morning because that pass had a little bit too much juice on it. Logan Phelps bringing the ball down here for Bristol Bay, trying to set up the offense here. Jason Duarte on him. That's a huge size mismatch. Jason about 6'4", 6'5". Logan probably only standing about 5'2". Ball out to the wing there. Entry pass over to the baseline. Shot goes up and good from number 35, Edwin Anderson. Good for two. Gary Gould bringing the ball up. Still no action from senior Ian Samuelson as the pass goes in to Jason Duarte from Gary Gould. Great connection from those two. That one looked good. Two-handed pass from Jason Duarte as he jump stopped right there on the in the paint, put it in for two. Logan Phelps dribbling up the court here, right up at the point. Pass goes down to the wing. Looking for an entry. Nothing there. Well, I got to watch this 5 seconds as the pass goes out off of a foot. It's going to be retained by Bristol Bay for white ball. Here we go, setting up the play here. Looks like we might have a set play from Coach King on the sideline. River looking for an entry, number 5 for Bristol Bay. Nothing there. He just throws it up to the wings, number 35, Edwin Anderson. Entry pass down to the post. Trying to do a post move. Looked like he shuffled his feet there, but he looks like he got it off to Daniel Steeds. Shot went up for the elbow. No good. Rebounded from Dylan Larson. Gary Gould bringing the ball up, trying to direct traffic here, get these T-Jacks on a roll here for the second half. Pass it out to Graydon Severin for the wing. Graydon looking like he's trying to set up a pick there for the boys. Sharp pass there over to Dylan Larson to the opposite block. That was a really risky pass. And Dylan gives it back to Graydon into the paint and puts it up for an easy two. Yeah, Bristol Bay JV just having a bit of a tough time with this King Cove team. They're very overmatched here, but they're still fighting and they're looking good. Daniel Seif, though, will not have any of it as he puts up another shot right from the free throw line, and it goes in for two. Great shot. He is just shooting lights out today, I'll tell you. Graydon puts it out of the post for Jason Duarte. Shot goes up, air ball, tipped off Daniel Seif, and then off to Dylan Larson. See who the refs decide to give the ball to. It will go to Bristol Bay. Some subs coming in here for King Cove. Junior Anthony Reeve and senior Chris Babcock come in for junior Dylan Larson and J.C. McNeff. Logan Phelps puts the ball into Derek Anderson and then gives it right back to Logan. Set up the offense here. He seems to be their future point guard if he can just figure this out a little bit. Tries to get the ball to the wing, picked off by Gary Gould. Jason Duarte goes way up. Looks like he might have been trying to dunk that ball, but he actually slipped a little bit. Tried to put it off the rim, went off the front end, got his own rebound, and then put it back in for two. Logan Phelps bring the balls up, surveying the court. Subs it down to that free throw line to Seif as he gets hit a little bit. Good clean steal there from Gary Gould as he brings it up, passes it. Good passing from King Cove over to Christopher Babcock, and he scores two. Nice team ball there. A couple extra passes from the T-Jacks to get Chris's shot there as he was wide open there on the block. Nice, easy 2 points. Logan dribbles almost into a trap there, but got it over to the baseline. Nice look from Edwin Anderson. Shot goes up, missed. Daniel Seif rebound. Puts it off, misses that one too. Fast break there from King Cove. Gary leads it up. Passes over to Jason Duarte for another easy two. So Gary Gould really piling up the assist here. Playing very unselfish basketball, racking up those assists. Looking good for a nice team basketball from King Cove. King Cove at a 3-2 defense here. Another interception from Gary Gould. Their passes for Bristol Bay are just lobs. They're not really going in. Christopher Babcock shoves it over to Jason Duarte on the block. He winds up getting his own rebound after a miss. Puts it back in for two, and we will have a timeout here. Looks like a full timeout from Bristol Bay. Oh, the Bristol Bay JV team, again, looking a little outmatched here. Originally, they weren't going to be in this tournament, but kind of a last-second entry from the Bristol Bay tournament over here at the Battle of the Bay. And they decided that they wanted to get them some extra games. So King Cove and Sandpoint and Dillingham are more than happy to oblige that. I know that Coach Newman was really excited to get some of his players that don't normally get so much time on the floor some extra minutes, as well as helping set up those younger guys like your the T-Jacks, their sophomores, Gary Gould, Graydon Severin, and Jason Duarte, getting them a much more in-depth in this offense, because next year they will not be able to rely on that Ian Samuelson directing that traffic. So Gary Gould is really going to need to step up. It looks like he's going to be taking that position for trying to fill those shoes for Ian Samuelson, a 1A player of the year last year, all-state player. So a lot of big shoes to fill for Ian Samuelson, for King Cove. Looks like they're just getting that started here so they can get a good look at what they're going to have next year for King Cove. Going to be Bristol Bay's ball here on the baseline as number 10, River, brings it in for Bristol Bay. No full court press from King Cove. We saw that early, and that has been called off since about midway through the second quarter. Ball's brought up by Logan Phelps. Looks like they're trying to get that post entry. Another lob pass. Those are dangerous passes there. Edwin Anderson tries to put it into the paint. Gets picked off. Christopher Babcock flying up the sideline. Dribbles it to the middle. Looks for J.C. McNeck, but it's picked off. Oh, not picked off. And it looked like there was a foul there. Might have been missed by the referees, but it was rebounded by Edwin Anderson as he dribbles it up the baseline. Had a travel there from Edwin before he got that pass over to the other side of the court. And it was a traveling violation, so it will be T-Jack's ball on the sideline. Graydon Severin looks like he's going to inbound it here to Gary Gould. Pass goes into him. Gary starts setting up the offense. Gary setting up the offense. Looks like to point a little bit of an overload offense. As the screen goes on Logan Phelps. Gary dribbles it to the middle. Layup, no good. Rebounded. Oh, and yeah, it was tipped by White. And oh, no, it wasn't. The refs say they're going to give it to Bristol Bay there. Looked like it was tipped by Anthony Reeve. He must have thought it was tipped by White because he kind of just let it go out of bounds. But I think it was tipped by Black, so in goes the ball for Bristol Bay. Passing again into the high post, over to the baseline. Edwin Anderson, got to watch his shot. It is off the front iron and out of bounds, but tipped by number 25, and it will be King Cove basketball. Just in case anyone in back home has not seen the stream yet, you can catch this game live at bbbsb.net/live. Follow along with the broadcast as well with the live stream. There at that website, it has been coming in. It's been a little bit spotty here, but they're doing their best to get us all as much coverage as we can here from the Battle at the Bay tournament. A little bit of a delay here from the refs, just chatting some things out here. Give you the rest of the games here. Oh, no, we're going to get our action started up as Gary Gould brings the ball up the court. Trying to run this motion offense, trying to get things off, trying to get the oil totally squeaked out here for these boys without their senior leader Ian Samuelson. Ball goes up to the point, down to the high post for Anthony Reeves. He dribbles into the paint. Shot goes up. No good. A little bit of an air ball there and caught nothing on it. When the shot went up, it will be Bristol Bay ball. Logan Phelps bringing the ball in. Graydon Severin subbed out there for Dylan Larson. Right now on King Cove, you have J.C. Mack, Gary Gould, Anthony Reeves, Dylan Larson, and Christopher Babcock. Dribbled around the baseline there by number 10. 14 gets the shot on the wing. No good. It will be King Cove ball after a tip out by number 30. Anthony Reeves will bring the ball in here for King Cove. Looks like he's going to enter it in for Gary Gould. Bristol Bay playing still their man-to-man defense. Thought they might have switched to a zone because of the size difference that they have here, but I think Coach King really wants to hammer these kids on playing a tough man-to-man defense, but geez, they are struggling as Gary Gould just dribbles simply right around his defender and gets it for an easy layup for two. Logan Phelps bringing the ball in, showing some aggression there, passes it back out to number 10. That's River over to the high post for number 25, baseline pass, but intercepted by Gary Gould, racking up those assists and those steals. Gary playing some good hard defense and some nice clean basketball here, really directing things for King Cove, exactly what Coach Newman wants him doing. Passed it in the entry post. JC had it posted up right there on the block. Tried to use that backboard, but just simply missed it. Logan Phelps brings it up to the baseline. High post entry over number 30. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Anthony Reeves. Puts it out to Gary to set up the offense. And King Cove hustles down to set up their offense again. Yeah, Bristol Bay having a tough time here, getting a little slow. And, yeah, yep. Gary Gould sends it into the low post to J.C. Maxneff again down on that right block. Shot went up, and he did get hit, so J.C. will be rewarded with two free throws. Looks like Coach Newman wants a timeout here before the free throw shots go up. So he will be awarded with that as a 30-second timeout goes before these free throws. Rest of today's action, and on the last day here of the Battle at the Bay, we have that Bristol Bay JV versus King Cove boys game going on right now. It was a little behind schedule. The Togiak and Sandpoint game that was at 10 o'clock this morning, the score, it was pretty close in the first half. It was about a 7-point lead for the Eagles in the first half, and they just stretched it straight out in the second half and wound up winning by about 25 points. It was about 80 to 60 by the end of that score. Eagles just played a great team, balanced offense against the Togiak boys and just kind of blew them out in the second half. Togiak had a really hard time keeping up with the Eagles' fast-paced game, and their defense was just stellar there in the second half and really just shut down those Huskies. So good job for the Sandpoint Eagles as they continue their undefeated streak here on their road trip and their season. First shot from JC for his first free throw is no good. Getting his support from his teammates there as he gets ready for his second shot. Second free throw about to go here. No good as well. Dylan Larson tries to get his rebound, but it actually goes off his fingertips, and it will be Bristol Bay's ball. Edwin Anderson inbounding the ball to number 10. That's River F7. He brings the ball up. Logan Phelps out of the game for the first time, so someone else is going to have to take control of that point guard position. Number 25 tries his post move, puts it out to the free throw line for number 50, and he tries his free throw shot that he's been hitting all day, but he misses that one. It's rebounded by Dylan Larson, and Terry Gould brings the ball up, directing traffic against the King Cove. Bristol Bay still in that man-to-man offense. It goes out to JC, wide open at the wing, but does not even look at the basket. He has a wide open man in front of him, but he just did not want it. Instead, he got it right to Dylan Larson. He took that lane right to the post, and on that right block, he put it in for two. Ball inbounded. Oh, dangerous pass there for number 5 as he puts it back up to Derek Anderson over to the baseline. Entry to the block and a dangerous pass again. Yeah, his foot was on the line as Edwin Anderson tried to save it from going out of bounds after a poor pass from his teammate. Number 25, that's Cedric Hammond. kind of gave his teammate a bit of a tough pass to handle, and he just could not recover. His foot was on the line. Yeah, and a mistake there, mental lapse from J.C. McNeff as Gary Gould inbounded it to him. And before Gary Gould could get across the half court, J.C. had given it back to him, and that is going to be an over-and-back violation. So ball goes back to Bristol Bay. 14-62 in favor of the T-Jacks. Third, number 35, enters it into the post. Again, trying to post move. Shot goes up. No good. Bristol Babcock grabs the rebound. Looking for somebody to send it out to. Gives it to Gary Gould as the T-Jacks go down to set up their offense once again. Yeah, Bristol Bay might need to try a different kind of system here as the T-Jacks are kind of just having their way as Dylan does the same move he did before. Couldn't get into the lane that time. Oh, hard. Nice clean foul there from number 50. Yeah, no, actually not a foul. Nice clean defense from number 50. Again, Daniel Seeps kind of going straight up on that ball. Got his hands on it. Calls a jump ball. Number 35, Edwin Anderson. Picks his dribble, but half court, that's a dangerous thing to do. Shot goes up from the baseline, number 14, round the rim and out. Gary Gould with the rebound, sends it up to Chris, as Chris brings it up. Shot goes up with the buzzer from Christopher Babcock, no good. Ball's on the floor, but does not get the shot to go for the buzzer beater, and that will be the end of the third quarter with a score of 62-14 for the T-Jacks. Get the rest of the action for the day here on the air for everyone so they can get ready to listen in for the rest of our games here today. This is our last morning game here in Naknek at Bristol Bay High School. Our next scheduled game is at 3:30. That will be Sandpoint versus King Cove. The girls will meet for their third matchup of the season. First one in several weeks, though, so we'll see what these two teams can put out. I'm sure if you've been following King Cove and Sandpoint girls basketball, though, you know it's going to be a tough match. Those two teams always put up a great game. I'm trying not to be biased here as the King Cove coach, but since I'm on the air here, but we'll see. I know it'll be a great game. Those girls always put out one of the finest games, and I'm sure that's a game that a lot of people are talking about. So I'm sure that everyone will be excited for that. Later on this afternoon at 5:00, a real classic coming up here against the Dillingham Wolverines and the Sandpoint Eagles. That will be a really tough game for both teams. Both teams playing hard. That'll be a good one. Tonight we have Bristol Bay senior night. Bristol Bay will play Dillingham girls. And then to round out the Battle at the Bay tournament, it will be Bristol Bay versus King Cove boys at 8 p.m. That will be another good game there for the T-Jacks and the Bristol Bay Angels. Braden Severin setting up the offense here. Looks like he's taking the point as Gary Gould takes a rest. Dylan Larson takes the ball up to the point. Thought about a three-point shot. Looked at the basket. Braden drives it in baseline. Takes the shot and in. Great form from Braden Severin. He has been having a great tournament defensively and offensively. Most often attracting the other team's best offensive player. Really feeling it here in this tournament. Entry pass from Logan Phelps to number 30. Tries a shot. Tries to go over to Daniel Seitz, but Daniel kind of gave up on it there. And the ball goes out of bounds. Not the greatest pass. Don't know if it was intentional. Hard to tell if it was either a shot or a pass. Daniel just couldn't read it himself. And it would be King Cove ball as Braden Severin brings the ball up himself. King Cove playing a spread-out offense. And the three-point shot goes up from Dylan Larson. And it is no good. The rebound from Anthony Reeves. Shot goes up from the baseline. Air ball put back from J.C. McNeff. No good. Rebounded by Daniel Seitz, number 50, Bristol Bay JV's big guy in the middle. Logan Phelps back in for Bristol Bay as he brings the ball up, sets up the offense. Has a tough time there with J.C. McNeff as he does a great job. He's a defender, gets it over to the baseline, and good for two from Edwin. That would be Edwin Anderson for two, number 35. But Gary Gould about to check back in here as Braden Severin thinks about a three-point shot, gets it up to Dylan Larson, takes the power dribble. Shot goes up and good from the right elbow from Dylan Larson. Nice little shot fake. Got his man up in the air. Got a good shot up for two. Logan Phelps dribbles over to the right wing, backs it up, over to the baseline. Double team there from Braden and Dylan, and stolen from Braden Severin. Pass, quick pass up, transition offense from King Cove. J.C. missed. Braden puts that great follow-up there from Braden, and he gives J.C. a high five, tells him, I got your back there, man, no problem on the miss. Good put back from Braden Severin. Pass over to the left wing, over to the baseline, number 5, jump shot, no good. Off the hands of Braden Severin, it will stay here for Bristol Bay. Here comes Gary Gould. He will be subbing in for J.C. McNeff. All smiles here from the King Cove boys team as they are just trying to grease their offense and perfect their defense. And if you ever talk to Coach Newman, he is all about defense. So he is making these boys work, even though there's a huge lead here. Mercy rule in effect in the fourth quarter with the game over by 40. Oh, on the inbound pass, tipped by Christopher Babcock. Great heads-up defense. That's exactly what I'm talking about. As Chris gets his fingertips on the ball before number 35 could even get a touch on it. And that's a good job there from Christopher Babcock. Number 4, Logan Phelps, entry pass on. That one gets around Chris. And, no, number 10, wide open for 3. And he's going to think about it and take it. And it is right off the iron, no good. Rebounded from Graydon Severance. He brings it up the outlet into the middle of the floor. Dribbled over there himself. Left wing, Jerry Gould, wide open to 3, but he doesn't want it. Entry pass into the post for Dylan Larson. Back out to the baseline for Gary. Thought about the shot. I think his team thought he was going to shoot it too, but Gary was actually looking to pass it. Stolen again from King Cove. Anthony has it there. Thinks about the shot. Chris out from the right wing, shot no good from Chris Babcock. Rebounded from Logan to the front court, and off he goes flying up the floor. Little Logan Phelps, man, he is going to be a tough player as soon as he gets a little older, as he gets that shot over to Edwin, and he misses it, number 35, from a long three-pointer. That was way beyond the arc. Sets up the offense again here. Like we have a man-to-man defense here for King Cove. Hope shot goes up. That one's good for number 30. And he felt that one the whole way through. Nice jump shot there from number 30. That is James Yuchnik for Bristol Bay. Graydon Severn bring the ball up over to the left wing for Jerry Gould. Dylan Larson posting his man up, wants the ball. No good, nothing there, though, as Chris tries to flash up, fill that spot. Jerry directing traffic. Graydon posting up his man at the perimeter. Kind of drives right around. I think that's going to be offensive. Yes, as that is called an offensive foul on Graydon Severn. Kind of just led with that forearm. Pushed off a little bit, and yes, that is an offensive call. Speaking of that, great reffing we've had thus far here at the Battle of the Bay tournament. A couple local referees, as well as some imported refs that are used to doing some 4A ball and college ball out in Anchorage. So the reffing here has just been top tier so thus far. Over to the baseline there, and stolen from Graydon Severn. Again, that double team trap. Nice pass there from Graydon Severn over to Gary Gould. Great chemistry from those two as they communicate non-verbally, and Gary puts it in for 2. Logan Phelps bringing the ball up. It is now 70-18 in favor of King Cove. Bristol Bay not giving up, giving it all they have as they look for a high post entry. Another lob pass there from Logan Phelps. That's a habit he's going to need to break. Kicked out from Graydon Severn. Almost had it recovered. Thought about bringing it up the court, but it was out of bounds. It will be Bristol Bay ball. Yeah, when you get those JV matches up against these varsity teams, a lot of times just a size mismatch, which is definitely the case here in our game we're seeing right now. Huge size mismatch for King Cove, even though there is their whole bench has been in for about 80% of the game. No action at all from Ian Samuelson. Very limited minutes for big man Jason Duarte. Shot goes up from Logan Phelps. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Great hard work there from the Angels as the ball goes back up to the point. Yeah, T-Jacks here in a little 1-3-1 defense. It wasn't actually a man-to-man. It's just a 1-3-1 defense. Still classic 1-3-1 turnover defense. Ball is rebounded by Dylan Larson after a missed shot. And Graydon Severn, again, taking that point guard position. Christopher Babcock gets the ball, thinks about the shot, hands it back off to Graydon Severn. Pass went over to Gary Gould, but it was tipped by number 5. Good heads-up defense there. Hand to Gary's face. He's going to have a tough time getting a shot off as Gary puts it into the post for Anthony Reeves. Anthony strong in there. He'll wind up shuffling his feet, and it'll be another turnover for King Cove. It will be Bristol Bay ball on the baseline. Another stub. Graydon Severn will take a break. So, again, you have 3 regular starters on the bench for King Cove. They don't look very happy about that. But, hey, against this smaller team, it's going to be those bench players that are doing their job, getting those minutes, trying to figure it out. Gary, another interception. He is just reading these passes all the way as he gets it over to JC, and JC puts it in for 2. Nice transition offense there from Gary and JC. 72-18, minute 30 to go here in our matchup against the Bristol Bay JV team, King Cove, T-Jack. Pass over to the wing for Edwin. He takes a jump shot off the front iron and no good. Rebound up to Daniel C, and he puts it right back into the paint, and that'll put it at 20-72 in favor of King Cove. Mercy rule is still in effect here, so the clock is going pretty quick. Looks like the T-Jacks are going to play a little bit of slow-down basketball here, and we have a whistle. And I think it's just because the referee needed to tie his shoe, because I'm not sure what that whistle was for. But the Bristol Bay Angels did get a sub in during that whistle. Inbounded from JC over to Gary. And Gary will dribble it over and then pass it over to Dylan Larson, who's on the baseline, posting up. He's taking some good moves there. Nice little jump shot, but no good. Rebounded by the Angels. JC, good hustle there. Takes it right back. Excellent defense from JC. Good job. As Coach Newman tells us, the game is not over. There's still 50 seconds left. JC takes the shot. No good. Rebounded from Anthony. He takes the shot. No good off the backboard and off the iron. No good. And JC with a silly foul in the backcourt there, and Coach Newman not happy with him as he gets an earful from Coach Newman. And JC telling him that it was just a mistake, but no good there. Those fouls in the backcourt, those are huge mistakes that these T-Jacks are trying to fix. 25 seconds, hard dribble up the court, and yes, travel as he dribbled straight into that trap from Gary and JC. So a good trap there right in the middle of the floor, and he kind of panicked, just dragged that back foot for a traveling violation. Anthony Reaver will inbound it, but watch out for number 10. He wants that ball with 10 seconds left. Gary dribbles around his defender. Chris with the shot at the baseline. It is no good. Air ball. Rebound up from Edwin Anderson. Chris with a good shot, but no good. Buzzer beater up. Three-pointer. No good off the backboard, and that will do it. Both 72-20 from favor of King Cove. You know, after a tough loss like this and a big game, a lot of times you see teams kind of quit out there. But it could happen on either side. But good job from both teams, making it competitive the whole way through. Even though it was a 52-point win for the T-Jacks, you never would have known it. The body language and the sportsmanship was excellent from both teams. King Cove pressed it the whole way through. They never gave up. They continued to play hard, which is just going to make those Angels better. I know that's exactly what they wanted to do out there. Coach King, Coach Mason King, legend here around these parts in Nashville, taking the reins there for this JV team, and him and Coach Newman were chatting, and they knew that it was going to be a big game for King Cove, that they would not be able to hang with them, but they were on the same page 100%, and both teams just gave it 100% the whole way through. So nice sportsmanship game here from both teams and both coaches. All right, Austin, I'm going to send it back to you. I was glad to help out with this game. Might do another one later on. We have a break here at the Battle of the Bay. Our next game will be 3:30 with those Sandpoint Eagles versus the King Cove Rookies, 3:30. Make sure you are tuned in for that one. That will be another classic game against those two rival schools. All right, taking it back to you, Austin.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I'll call you here in just a minute, okay? All right, that was Paul Barker. He coaches the rookies over there in King Cove, has been doing that for a number of years now. Stand-up guy and obviously a fantastic play-by-play broadcaster. So very, very thankful for all the help that we get from people across Alaska, to be honest, in bringing us these games. This has been one of the most diverse seasons we've had so far in broadcasting. People from all over coming out of the woodworks to make things happen. So thank you so much for tuning in. And as he announced, 3:30, we're waiting for a confirmation on who's going to broadcast that game, but we'll have the ladies, Sandpoint versus King Cove. Then at 5, the boys against Dillingham, and that will be broadcast, I believe, by Paul. And then KAKN, they're going to put in the 8 o'clock boys game here at 8 o'clock against King Cove. So getting player games all around. Thank you so much for listening. Here's a little GNR with patience, and then we'll move into Hank Williams. 1, 2, 1, 2.